Part 3. Listen and Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Question 11. The view is spectacular. Could you take a picture of me with the mountains in the background?
I'm afraid I just ran out of film.
What does the woman mean?
Question 12. It has always been hard to get this car into first gear, and now the clutch seems to be slipping.
If you leave the car with me, I will fix it for you this afternoon.
Who is the woman probably speaking to?
Question 13. Can I borrow your calculus textbook? I left mine in the classroom, and it was gone when I went back.
That happened to me once. I'd almost given up on finding it until I checked at the lost and found at the information desk downstairs in the lobby.
What does the woman imply about the man should do? Question 14. I'm really having trouble with this literature course. If I can't start doing better soon, I'm going to have to drop it.
Why don't you get some help from the graduate assistant? That's what he's there for.
What does the woman suggest the man do?
Question 15. I've been working on this report all day, and I've still got 12 pages to write. At this rate, I'll never get it done by tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You weren't in class today, so you probably haven't heard that the deadline's been extended a week.
What does the man imply? Question 16. I don't think I want to live in the dormitory next year. I need more privacy.
I know what you mean, but check out the cost of renting an apartment first. I wouldn't be surprised if you changed your mind.
What does the man think the woman will do? Question 17. These mosquito bites are killing me. I can't help scratching.
Next time you go camping, take some precaution, such as wearing long sleeves.
Why does the man suggest the woman wear long sleeves? Question 18. My brother is coming this weekend, and I thought the 3 of us could go out to dinner Saturday night. Any suggestions?
It's up to you. I don't know the restaurants around here that well, so you know a better place to go than me.
What does the man mean? Long conversation 1. This food is terrible. I can't even finish my dinner.
I know. You think with all the money we pay for room and board, the university could hire a better food service. Where are you headed next?
I'm going over to the Student Recreation Center to play some bridge.
You're spending your time on a card game?
Not just any card game. It's one of the most strategic there is.
So I've heard. Don't you play with a partner?
Yeah, 4 people play, 2 against the other 2.
So you try to play in cooperation with your partner.
Actually, the cards of 1 of the 4 players are turned face up. That player is called the dummy.
I wouldn't want to be called that. When you are the dummy, what do you do while the cards are being played?
Anything you want. Sit there and study, shuffle another deck, get snacks for everyone. I like to stand behind my partner and watch.
You know, I've heard that bridge is habit-forming. You should be careful not to play so much that you don't get your studying done.
Don't worry about me. I only play Thursdays after dinner, and sometimes when they need a 4th player. If you like, I could teach you.
Thanks, but I have a pretty heavy workload this term. I already spend my evenings learning things I don't really know.
Question 19. Where does the conversation take place?
Question 20. How does the woman plan to spend her evening?
Question 21. What will the woman probably do if she is the dummy?
Question 22. Why doesn't the man accept the woman's offer? Long conversation 2. So, Claire, you're into drama.
Yes, I have a master's degree in drama and theater. At the moment, I'm hoping to get into a PhD program.
What excites you about drama?
Well, I find it's a communicative way to study people, and you learn how to read people in drama. So usually I can understand what people are saying, even though they might be lying.
That would be useful.
Yeah, it's very useful for me as well. I'm an English lecturer. So I use a lot of drama in my classes, such as role plays, and I ask my students to create mini dramas. They really respond well. At the moment, I'm hoping to get into a PhD course. I'd like to concentrate on Asian drama and try to bring Asian theater to the world's attention. I don't know how successful I would be, but here's hoping.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be successful. Now, Claire, what do you do for stage fright?
Ah, stage fright. Well, many actors have that problem. I get stage fright every time I'm going to teach a new class. The night before, I usually can't sleep.
What, for teaching?
Yes, I get really bad stage fright. But the minute I step into the classroom or get onto the stage, it just all falls into place. Then I just feel like, yeah, this is what I mean to do, and I'm fine.
Wow, that's cool.
Question 23. Why does the woman find study in drama and theater useful?
Question 24. How did the woman's students respond to her way of teaching English?
Question 25. What does the woman say about her stage fright? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet too, with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Okay, in the last class we talked about the classification of trees, and we ended up with a basic description of angiosperm. You remember that those are plants with true flowers and seeds that develop into fruits. The common broadleaf trees we have on campus fall into this category, but our pines don't. Now I hope you all followed my advice and wore comfortable shoes, because, as I said today, we are going to do a little field study. To get started, let me describe a couple of broadleaf trees we have in front of us. I'm sure you've all noticed that this big tree next to Brett Hall. It's a black walnut that must be 80 feet tall. As a matter of fact, there is a plaque identifying it. It is the tallest black walnut in the state. And from here, we can see the beautiful archway of trees at the commons. They are American elms. The ones along the commons were planted when the college was founded 120 years ago. They have distinctive dark green leaves that look lopsided because the two sides of the leaf are unequal. I want you to notice the elm right outside the Jackson Hall. Some of the leaves have withered and turned yellow, maybe due to Dutch elm disease. Only a few branches seem effective so far, but if this tree is sick, it'll have to be cut down. Well, let's move on, and I'll describe what we see as we go.
Question 26. What are the students going to do during this class period?
Question 27. In what class is this lecture probably being given?
Question 28. What is remarkable about the black walnut tree outside Brett Hall?
Question 29. What is the problem with the elm tree near Jackson Hall?
Passage 2. What was the most popular mix about the United States in the 19th century? Was that of the free and simple life of the farmer. It was said that the farmers worked hard on their own land to produce whatever their families needed. They might sometimes trade with their neighbors, but in general, they could get along just fine by relying on themselves, not on commercial ties with others. This is how Thomas Jefferson idealized the farmers at the beginning of the 19th century. And at that time, this may have been close to the truth, especially on the frontier. But by the mid-century, sweeping changes in agriculture were well underway, as farmers began to specialize in the raising of crops such as cotton or corn or wheat. By late in the century, revolutionary inventions in farm machinery had vastly increased the production of specialized crops and extensive network of railroads had linked farmers throughout the country to markets in the East and even overseas. By raising and selling specialized crops, farmers could afford more and more finer goods and achieve much higher standards of living, but at a price. Now farmers were no longer dependent just on the weather and their own efforts. Their lives were increasingly controlled by the banks, which had the power to grant or deny loans for new machinery, and by the railroads, which set the rates for shipping their crops to the market. As businessmen, farmers now had to worry about national economic depression and the implement of world supply and demand on, for example, the price of wheat in hands. And so by the end of the 19th century, the era of Jefferson's independent farmer had come to a close.
Question 30. What is the main topic of the talk?
Question 31. According to the professor, what was the major change in agriculture during the 19th century?
Question 32. According to the professor, what was one result of the increased use of machinery on farms of the United States? Passage 3. It is common knowledge that music can have a powerful effect on our emotions. In fact, since 1930s, music therapists have relied on music to soothe patients and help control pain. Now psychologists are confirming that music can also help relieve depression and improve concentration. For instance, in a recent study, 15 surgeons were given some highly stressed math problems to solve. They were divided into three groups. One worked in silence, and in another, the surgeons listened to music of their choice on headphones. The third listened to classical music chosen by the researchers. The results of the study may surprise you. The doctors who got to choose their music experienced less stress and scored better than the others. One possible explanation is that listening to music you like stimulates the alpha wave in the brain, increases the heart rate, and expands the breathing. That helps to reduce stress and sharpen concentration. Other research suggests a second relation between the music and the brain. By examining the students' blood after they listening to a variety of classic music collections, the researchers found that some students showed a large increase in endorphin, a natural pain reliever. This supports what music therapists have known for years. Music can help rejuvenate or soothe the patient.
Question 33. According to the speaker, how is music therapy currently used in medicine?
Question 34. What did the study done with surgeons show?
Question 35. In the study of students exposed to classical music, what effect did the music have?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Sleep is part of a person's daily activity cycle. There are several different stages of sleep, and they occur in cycles. If you are an average sleeper, your sleep cycle is as follows. When you first drift off into slumber, your eyes will roll about a bit, your temperature will drop slightly, your muscles will relax, and your breathing will slow and become quite regular. Your brain waves slow down a bit too, with the alpha rhythm of rather fast waves predominating for the first few minutes. This is called stage one sleep. For the next half hour or so, as you relax more and more, you will drift down through stage two and stage three sleep. The lower your stage of sleep, the slower your brain waves will be. Then, about 40 to 60 minutes after you lose consciousness, you will have reached the deepest sleep of all. Your brain waves will show the large, slow waves that are known as the delta rhythm. This is stage four sleep. You do not remain at this deep fourth stage all night long, but instead, about 80 minutes after you fall into slumber, your brain activity level will increase again slightly. The delta rhythm will disappear to be replaced by the activity pattern of brain waves. Your eyes will begin to dart around under your closed eyelids, as if you were looking at something occurring in front of you. This period of rapid eye movement lasts for some 8 to 15 minutes, and is called REM sleep. It is during REM sleep that most dreams seem to occur. Provided that you do not wake up during the first sleep period, your body will soon relax again. Your breathing will grow slow and regular once more. You will slip gently back from stage 1 to 4.
Sleep is part of a person's daily activity cycle. There are several different stages of sleep, and they occur in cycles. If you are an average sleeper, your sleep cycle is as follows. When you first drift off into slumber, your eyes will roll about a bit, your temperature will drop slightly, your muscles will relax, and your breathing will slow and become quite regular. Your brainwaves slow down a bit too, with the alpha rhythm of rather fast waves predominating for the first few minutes. This is called stage one sleep. For the next half hour or so, as you relax more and more, you will drift down through stage two and stage three sleep. The lower your stage of sleep, the slower your brain waves will be. Then, about 40 to 60 minutes after you lose consciousness, you will have reached the deepest sleep of all. Your brain waves will show the large, slow waves that are known as the delta rhythm. This is stage four sleep. You do not remain at this deep fourth stage all night long, but instead, about 80 minutes after you fall into slumber, your brain activity level will increase again slightly. The delta rhythm will disappear to be replaced by the activity pattern of brain waves. Your eyes will begin to dart around under your closed eyelids as if you were looking at something occurring in front of you. This period of rapid eye movement lasts for some 8 to 15 minutes and is called REM sleep. It is during REM sleep that most dreams seem to occur. Provided that you do not wake up during the first sleep period, your body will soon relax again, your breathing will grow slow and regular once more. You will slip gently back from stage 1 to 4.
Sleep is part of a person's daily activity cycle. There are several different stages of sleep, and they occur in cycles. If you are an average sleeper, your sleep cycle is as follows. When you first drift off into slumber, your eyes will roll about a bit, your temperature will drop slightly, your muscles will relax and your breathing will slow and become quite regular. Your brain waves slow down a bit too, with the alpha rhythm of rather fast waves predominating for the first few minutes. This is called stage 1 sleep. For the next half hour or so, as you relax more and more, you will drift down through stage 2 and stage 3 sleep. The lower your stage of sleep, the slower your brain waves will be. Then, about 40 to 60 minutes after you lose consciousness, you will have reached the deepest sleep of all. Your brain waves will show the large, slow waves that are known as the delta rhythm. This is stage 4 sleep. You do not remain at this deep fourth stage all night long, but instead, about 80 minutes after you fall into slumber, your brain activity level will increase again slightly. The delta rhythm will disappear to be replaced by the activity pattern of brain waves. Your eyes will begin to dart around under your closed eyelids, as if you were looking at something occurring in front of you. This period of rapid eye movement lasts for some 8 to 15 minutes and is called REM sleep. It is during REM sleep that most dreams seem to occur. Provided that you do not wake up during the first sleep period, your body will soon relax again. Your breathing will grow slow and regular once more. You will slip gently back from stage 1 to 4.